Going right around the country with the biggest Aussie hits at night for AusMade. It's Maddie Gowan, and we have got some big dates. Lime Cordial are going around the country. We got to catch up with Ollie one of the days before he was heading into the studio with the all-seeing guardian of Asgard. He joined them on stage. Idris Elba voted the sexiest man on earth. He is joining two of the sexiest men from Lime Cordial. We're catching up with Ollie right now. Great to see you. A bit more life in what's going on at the moment up there in the New South.
Yeah, totally. I mean, in the flesh, he out-sexies us. The airbrushing, he's the sexy one. It's got to do with the height and the width of his chest.
Apple Crumble watched the film clip. I've got absolutely no idea what was going on. All I do know is that I absolutely loved it. What a tune. How did it actually come about?
Yeah, so he joined us on stage during these studio sessions. And one day he sort of said, oh, so you got a gig coming up. Well, I mean, I could sort of join you on stage, maybe. And we were like, oh, yeah. You know, it was this awkward thing where he didn't really know whether we'd want him on stage and we didn't want to force him to do it. Like, that was the first, what the hell's going on? There are still people that are going, this is a very unexpected collaboration. And it was pretty unexpected for us as well. I think I told you last time we chatted that one of his songs that he features on called Boasty was like our hype up tune for just before going on stage. So we were looking for a feature and we kind of wanted someone a bit different. Maybe someone from overseas and maybe a French girl would be cool for this thing. And then he just popped up and we're like, oh, that's just too good to be true. It was just a one song collaboration. It just didn't take us much time at all to finish off that feature. And he just goes, hey, I've got this other idea. Like, what do you guys think? And so we just went straight into that. A bit later, straight into another song until it turned into weeks of studio sessions.
And that's going to culminate in January. You've got an actual project coming out together.
Yeah, it'll be great. It comes out on our first show of our Europe tour, which is in London. As long as his schedule doesn't get packed up with some, you know, Marvel film, then he's planning to join us on stage. Some Hollywood actors and super huge musicians, you get that I'm a big deal sort of thing. But with him, it's like you just forget it straight away. And that's how it's kind of easy to work with him. I mean, if it wasn't easy and we weren't having fun, we wouldn't have done six tracks. We would have just stuck with the one and got out of there.
Yeah.
So, all right, cool. You've given us what you got. But it was so much fun. He was singing for the first time.
Yeah.
And so he was out of his comfort zone. And for him to be on our tracks, it was a good excuse for us to just do something different. You know, we didn't have to be a band. We could be something else.
And how did Apple Crumble come about? It's true to Lime Cordial. You never really quite know what you're going to expect.
The piano part I wrote, you know, one day, and it had this sort of kids theme. I actually had the chorus, but it was gibberish. It just had this like, Mr. Dun, 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 dun. Almost ABC kids theme tune. He just got it straight away and just starts writing lyrics in the corner. And I don't know what we would have done with that song if he wasn't on it. We went with the animation music video because he went back to London. That sort of really worked. We worked with Joe Neathway, who's done, you know, a lot of our animations before. Yeah, he just went super wacky with this one.
We're loving these dates that you've put out as well, mate. So like you said, we're kicking off, what, Friday the 14th of January over in the UK. Is there some spots in there where we're going to try and come back to Australia as well?
As soon as we get back, you know, we're heading over to New Zealand straight after that, which is, you know, the fourth scheduled New Zealand tour or something, like something stupid. And then we jump into our Australian tour. We have this pretty big festival that we're working on for sort of the first half of next year.
Cool. And how much Apple Crumble have you eaten since it's come out?
Quite a lot. My mum, she's a cutie. Our mum, she made an Apple Crumble on the release date and it was like, oh, this is a bit cringy.
That is cool.
I'm gonna go for seconds.
Are you actually a fan of stewed apples and cooked fruit though?
Yeah, get a little rhubarb in there and I'm a big fan.
Well, Ollie, we are a big fan of Apple Crumble. We're going to play it right now. Always so good to chat to you, mate. Love catching up with you and seeing what you're doing with Lime Cordial. Looking forward to seeing you in Australia. And good luck with that UK and Europe tour and keep safe over there, bro.
Thanks. It's going to be a weird one, touring overseas and, you know, dodging COVID left, right and center. Yeah, I'm really excited. Really excited.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Fun. Cheers. Hey, this is Ollie from Lime Cordial, and this is our new track with Idris Elba called Apple Crumble on AusMade.